you're listening to Power Talk. We are live tonight in studio. We have a very special guest, Jonathan Blundell. He's an author, a media minister, and a friend. And
the friend is the biggest point there.
That is.
That's
that
the
is.
Highest point.
That's heartfelt and sweet.
I love you.
Bromance. Yeah. We should sing the song.
What song?
Bromance. It's a YouTube video. It's pretty funny.
I guess I'm not very hip.
Wow. We should do a show on social media and media.
Oh, hey, how about in 2 weeks? Jonathan, would you come back in
two weeks? Good idea.
We'll
do a show in 2 weeks with Jonathan on social media because you are a media minister.
Glad I could be some help.
And author of St. Peter's Brewery. A lot going on in the world. And it's open line. This is my favorite time of evening with Power Talk, when we just say, look, this is our show. We're going to hang out with you guys and talk about relevant issues, current events that are what's going on in your life? What is going on in your school? I'm going to toss out one thing that I heard is going on in a school here in the Dallas area, and it's going on in many schools. And it's a term, honestly, I was unaware of the term pansexual, but apparently that's kind of trendy, or gender fluid. So I just want to throw this out. Are we going through an identity crisis in our generation? And when I say that, I mean, when you register for Facebook, there are 50 gender identities you can claim as your gender on Facebook. And I mean, you know, it can be androgynous and hermaphrodite, gender bender, transvestite, pansexual, homosexual, bisexual. It's this culture we're in that is so confused with identity. And when I was hearing about this trend going on in this high school that kids were going, oh, I'm pansexual. And so I had to look it up. I had to go, I have no idea what that is. And it's basically, I looked it up in Wikipedia, of course, take it for what it is, Wikipedia.
I hear that anybody can edit that, so you know
can.
It's correct.
That's right.
It's totally correct.
Well, because it's dictated by societal norms, so it's probably more correct than other. But basically, it's a self-identified pansexuals may consider pansexual a sexual orientation and refer to themselves as gender blind, saying that gender and sex are insignificant or irrelevant in determining whether they will be sexually attracted to others. In other words, it's not really about gender. It's just they're open to relationships with people who do not identify as strictly men or women. It's just kind of this open-ended, hey, it's just whatever you love, you know, whatever you embrace. That's cool. That's who you are. So I'm just throwing that out as a topic for Open Line. But Jonathan, welcome to Open Line. Tell us who you are, what you do.
My name is Jonathan. I like long walks on the beach.
Yes. And what's your sign?
That's the wrong song. Long show.
What's your sign?
I work with media. I do a media publication for a local organization. I've been working with media for 15, 20 years. We met back in late 90s doing radio. And
we did.
Really enjoy, always enjoy getting away and getting to chat here on the show with you. So,
well, let me give out the phone number. So it is Open Line. Talk about the issues that are going on in your life, in your school, what's happening. Let's toss it out and see what our listeners have to say about it. See what our guests, Jonathan, Autumn, myself. Give us a call, 1-866-787-1897. Toll free number. Once again, you can call us. We're live tonight. Open line 1-866-787-1897. And Autumn, you're looking at the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/powerfan. So she'll be watching the Facebook. So
we have a lot of likes, but you know, kind of like a lot of nothing
else. No issues to talk about. Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking like the Joan Rivers thing. I'm thinking the ISIS thing. I'm thinking Christians being tortured thing. I mean, there's a lot.
Oh, it's been crazy. This world has gone crazy. Especially
there's so much going on.
Especially lately, yeah. So what are you thinking, Open Line? If you could, like, direct the topic tonight, where would you direct it?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, honestly, this week, I feel like there's been a lot about this whole terror situation. And I think, you know, fear is a factor.
ISIS killing Christians, what, convert or die.
Right. What, like, you know, is a threat? What threats are legit that are out there? What aren't? You know, that's kind of what I've been getting on my end.
On your radar.
That's on my radar.
Yeah. Mm, all right. Yeah. Well, give us a call right now. I'm just going to be very transparent with you. We're just sitting here looking at each other. We've got open lines, and it is open line night. So make it to where it's a non-open line night. Give us a call. It's real easy. If you want to toss a question out for our listeners, we've got some amazing listeners with great thoughts, feedback, comments. We'll throw in our 2 cents worth. 1-866-787-1897. 1-866-787-1897. And without your participation tonight, I don't know, maybe a very
Rick's
short
gonna
show.
Rick's going to take over.
I may have to start singing.
We're going to talk about the zombie apocalypse.
I'll start singing Bromance and then talk about zombie apocalypse.
Oh my goodness,
yes.
Will you do that? That'd be the best show ever.
Oh, I would love to talk about zombie apocalypse.
Okay,
I am really into zombies.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to admit I like Walking Dead. I know I shouldn't say that publicly, but I do. I love the whole zombie is a spoof on society. It's just funny. I don't know.
It is very funny.
Is that bad? Does that make me wrong?
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to do a show about that.
I can see the judgment piercing from your eyes.
I know a psychologist that would love to get a hold of you.
Yeah. There's probably a lot of them. All right, well, Jonathan, if you could drive the open line topic bus tonight, what's been on your radar?
Well, I think the thing that's probably been on my radar a lot lately, and I'm reading a book by Brian Zand right now, which is Farewell to Mars. And so that's part of my thought process recently.
Farewell to Mars.
Yep. So he's talking about the process from being just a standard, I guess he kind of would use the phrase, standard evangelical pastor to being a peacemaker. And how does that transition happen? And so I'm reading through this, and there's a lot of things he's bringing up, and I'm thinking about this. I'm reading about this as I'm seeing things about ISIS.
Yeah.
And I'm you know, this week one of the guys from Duck Dynasty came out on I think it was Sean Hannity's show.
Oh yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
he
said, I watched it.
He said we need to go
convert
to Iraq
or kill him.
And convert or kill. And
which
I'm thinking,
isn't that what ISIS is doing to the Christians?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, where in Scripture does Jesus say convert or die?
Yeah.
Convert or be killed. Go out and do exactly as they're doing to you. And so that's very much on my radar that we have this mindset of this is another culture that is attacking us. Now, I don't want to diminish the fact that they're attacking Christians.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to diminish the fact that they're attacking Muslims.
See, this is tough
and they're
for me.
Killing
this
so
is
many
tough
people.
Because if someone comes into my house and threatens to kill me, I'm going to use whatever force necessary to eliminate that threat. And I guess then the question is, well, are we really in their house? Are they in our? But when, you know, when they, I guess it's a whole new world when they started sending jets, blowing up our trade centers, it became a real turf battle that we do have to be concerned. And so this is a tough situation. I mean, because I know it's hypocritical to condemn ISIS and say, well, they say convert or die. But then we say the same thing. Hey, if these guys don't change, we should kill them, wipe them out. So it's kind of a terrible dilemma, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a terrible dilemma, but I don't know that it has to be.
Yeah. What's the solution then?
Well, I think if I look at Scripture, and this is what I've been wrestling with, and I'm getting an eyebrow.
You're totally getting an eyebrow. Both
of you. I just want to say, Autumn's
like,
crossing her arms in the judgment.
My body language, I'm just, hey, you know what?
Her nostrils are flaring and her eyes are turning red.
I'm starting to twitch. No, I'm not. I'm not. No.
Well, I want to hear your comments next.
No, you're going to.
Okay.
I'm having a lot of these conversations with folks.
Yeah, no, it's good dialogue.
And I look at what Jesus told us. He said, love your enemies.
Yeah.
And he said, bless those and pray for those who persecute you. I don't think persecution gets any more persecution than the threat of being killed.
Yeah.
And I think that I can either take Jesus literally, or I can think, well, he didn't really mean that, and let me make some exceptions for
that. Didn't mean ISIS.
He didn't really mean ISIS. He didn't really mean Hitler. He didn't really mean Stalin. He was talking only about the Roman soldier who was putting the Christians in the Colosseum and chasing them down with lions. That's the only people he was talking about. Or He was just talking about the guy that cheated you at work and cut you off. That's the only people that we mean by enemy.
If you could take out a Hitler knowing what was going to happen or in the middle of it, wouldn't you do that?
We have
examples
of
that. To save the masses?
We have examples of that. We have examples of people who plotted to kill Hitler and they tried to, Christians.
Yeah.
Christians said, I need to stand up and try to kill Hitler.
Yeah.
They put a bomb under his table.
I think I would have supported that.
The bomb went off.
I don't know.
Really?
You wouldn't? The bomb went off, and Hitler said, this proves that God is on my side because I was not killed by it. I should have been killed by this bomb.
But he had a very sore rump for a while, I guess. Yeah, I don't
but
know.
He was like, this just proves that God is on my side. I should kill
him.
Boiling out of her skin.
Okay,
go for it.
What all you guys say. Okay. But also, you've got to take the scripture in its totality.
Okay.
And when there was attacks on the nation of Israel, I mean, God went in and wiped them all out. He was not someone that stood there and said, yeah, go ahead and do whatever you want to my people. No, those were God's chosen people. And he rose up and he slaughtered entire nations upon nations upon nations. Yes. Do you love your enemies? Yes. God is love. Yes. I get all that. But he will not be trifled with.
Kumbaya, my Lord.
Also, I think there's too much focus on this terror stuff.
You think it just propagates fear and plays into what they're wanting?
Yes, and there is not enough focus on the might of our God.
Yeah.
If we can just say our God is big, our God is mighty, I think, perspectives would change.
But we still have heathens persecuting and killing Christians. and we still have the world events. We still have the issues to deal with. Groups like ISIS. So what is the right Christian perspective, the Christian worldview? Help us out here, because we obviously have three differing opinions. Of course, mine's probably the most
right. What is yours? I want to hear yours.
I'm just kidding. All right, 1-866-787-1897. It's open line, 1-866-787-1897. Now, I think there is a, like Ecclesiastes says, and like our guest Ted Blair said last week, there's a time for peace and a time for war. It's seasonal. And I think right now, you know what? I say it's always a time for peace and love, and I want to spread the gospel and love. But if someone comes into my house and threatens my family, it's an immediate time of war for me.
You're not going to sit there and say, come here and give me a hug.
Right,
you're not going to do that. They're threatening your kid.
Yeah, it'll be my shotgun, and I'll say, here, hug this. But what I'm saying, though, is I think it's not an issue that there's a coined response and answer and saying, this is the right response. It's seasonal. It's conditional. Who are you dealing with? What are the circumstances? And so it's very hard to even put this into perspective, but I know our listeners have some thoughts and comments. You guys ready to hear from our listeners?
They're firing up. Who are they going to agree with?
All right, let's go. Okay, and it's 1-866-787-1897. Let's go to Okechi. I think it's, is it Okechi?
Yes, it's Okechi.
Okechi, okay.
Ooh,
go ahead, you're on Power Talk.
Hi, I have a question tonight. I know one of the things that have kind of sparked my interest recently, I was watching CNN. Usually I don't watch CNN because of, you know, all the drama that's on CNN. But they did ask a very good question. I think one of the things that they brought up was, you know, doing things in the name of God. So a lot of times you have people justify what they do because they say they're doing it in the name of God. How do we know, you know, what, how do we know, you know, if something is truly done in the name of God and, you know, what's the, you know, justification for all that?
No, that's a great question. Jonathan, your thoughts, because there's been a lot of terrible things done in the name of Christianity or God.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Old Testament talks about if a prophet is not 100% correct, they're not speaking from God. And so it's, I don't know.
Pretty high bar, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know that we have that same standard. I think that it's very easy to use God as a cop-out sometimes. I mean, I know people in college that would say, well, God wants me to break up with you, or we shouldn't be dating because God
told
me.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, no, you just don't like the person. Just be honest about it.
And you can't argue with them when they say that.
Because,
if they're saying God told you, how do you argue with God? Even though you know they're off base.
Yeah. I had a girl break up with me in college. I guess now I'm glad that she did. She broke up with me, and she said, well, God wants me to break up with you. And I'm like, well, why did God not tell me this?
I hate that
That's
line.
Such a cop-out. Yeah.
There was one thing that you did mention a little bit earlier in the show. You were talking about Hitler and the bomb.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned, basically, that he was saying that, you know, God is on his side.
Right.
What is your take on that? You have, you know, people committing very, very serious things, and they're saying that they're doing it in the name of God.
Well, and ISIS, the same thing.
People that are going out there and that are doing great things, and they're saying doing it in the name of God. It's causing a lot of, you know, confusion, I mean, to both the Christian society and people who don't believe in God. It kind of gives them a justification as in, okay, well, I mean, here's Christianity. These people believe in God, but yet they do all these things against people. So why should I be a Christian? There's a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Well, and ISIS, they do the beheadings in the name of Allah. You know, they believe they're doing God's work. They believe they are. But, you know, here's the filter I put on anything. You know, Jesus said, by their fruit, you know them. And you mm-hmm. know, the fruit I look in someone's life is I see, are they manifesting love and peace and joy and long suffering, patience, gentleness, goodness? That is the fruit that I look at. And if it's manifesting hatred, violence, vitriolic words of devastating hate and acidic actions and beheadings and raping women and kidnapping children. I mean, to me, crashing planes, and you know, obviously Jesus said, by their fruit. You know a tree by its fruit. And so that's the filter I would apply, taking Jesus's measure and applying that to any person, any organization, any group, any terrorist, you know, whoever claims to be even Christians. There are some terrible Christians who are protesting some very, you know, terrible things.
What is that
Westboro.
I mean,
they do it in the name of God. What an embarrassment to the name of Christ and God and Christianity. So I would apply Jesus's words by their fruit, you know, and what kind of fruit is being manifest. So you guys have any thoughts?
So as a Christian, what is the... Is persistence the best concept to hold in our minds as we, you know, traverse in this complicated world?
Love. God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. He that loveth not is not of God. So we know by our love, and I think, you know, God is manifest in, he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. What better picture of love? And I think that's the ultimate foundation. I like, so, Jonathan, you...
Well, I was going to say, so Rick, you're siding with me then that we should love our enemies.
We should.
And care for them.
But
we
love,
should love them.
There is also tough love.
That's
and
true.
There is a God that will not put up with... crap.
Yeah. I'll love you while I'm shooting you.
You know, there is a loving God that corrects us, and
no,
there is a
true.
Loving God that comes in and says, you are erring in your way. I love you too much to let you stay on that way. And thank God he's corrected me in some of my stuff. I'm with Rick. I you know them by your fruit, and you have to know what the fruit is in order to know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And if you are connected to the word of God, that is where you get the answers for that question right there.
Hey, Okechi, thank you so much for your call tonight. What a great call.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank
you, Rick, Autumn, and Justin. Yes.
Okay,
thanks.
Great. Bye-bye. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. This is open line, so whatever you have to say, comments, questions.
Tonight.
Yep. 866-787-1897. Let's go to Haltom City. This is Nudeu. Did I get that right?
No, it's Nadea.
Nadea. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, but Nadea.
It's a pretty name.
It is. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Great.
Good.
Awesome. So I chimed in right after you started talking about the pansexual thing and then just kept listening.
Yeah.
I think what we really need to bring back into perspective is that this is not just a physical warfare that's going on. It's a spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. Satan is attacking us, making us think that this is all just based on what's going on here on Earth, when he's using that as a distraction to get strongholds in our life to bind us up with his lies. When Scripture says our warfare is in prayers and fasting, that's how we break that. That's Scripture saying that that's how we get through this and that there will be victory. Mm-hmm. It's through prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no disagreement with that, that prayer and fasting works. I have no disagreement that God works through his people through our prayers and fasting. I think that that's one of the things that we fail to do when we look at all these situations is I'm a lot more quicker to jump on Facebook and to make a comment about it and, you know, to tell some friends about it or try and raise awareness. And I'm a lot slower to actually stop and pray about it and actually encourage my friends to pray about it.
Yeah, that's good.
We need to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, excellent words. Yeah. Anything else?
I was going to say, I'm right there with you. Sometimes I'm so bad about, I hear that and think, oh, man, that really stinks, but I never submit myself to prayer.
Yeah.
And that, you know, hey, same thing again in that part. That's not
We've
great.
Got to get back to prayer
well,
in this
we do.
Country. We've
we do.
Got to.
And we're real quick to call this, like you said, I think you make a great point. We're real quick to say, oh, this is just a mental condition, a physical disorder. It's a societal norm. It's just a passing phase. It's a when really you peel all that back and go, no, this is really a spiritual issue. And, you know, we are humans, we are, you know, spirit, soul, mind, body. I mean, we have all these, but sometimes we forget about the most important foundational aspect, and that's our spiritual foundation and where we are in our spiritual journey. But well said.
Absolutely. And if our spirit is right within the Lord, we got the Holy Ghost in us, greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, and no weapon formed against me will hurt me. Period.
Well said.
Preach.
Well said.
Come on, preach.
Yes.
All right,
thank you. I just got out of service, so I'm on.
Oh, she's got this thing of worship song.
All right.
I love it.
Well, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and that frees up a line. It's open line. Jonathan Blundell sitting in as our guest tonight. 1-866-787-1897. Autumn, anything on Facebook?
Yes, I'm refreshing right now.
Okay, because Jonathan's ready to answer all the Facebook questions.
Jonathan, 123, here you go. Okay, hold on. Let me get to it real quick. Okay, we have one from Juan. So much to talk about tonight. Yes, we understand. Something that's been on my mind a bit is the concern about our youth and younger Christians having to make tough decisions against the modern norms.
Mm-hmm.
They are placed in a difficult situation of going against the trend of society, but bogged down by church tradition rather than gaining a deeper direction from God, where the social requirements really are irrelevant. That is such a good question.
That's a deep question, because it's really putting, and so Jonathan, here's a young person caught in the crosshairs of societal norms, modern culture that is against or anti-Christian principles, but on the other side, maybe overly legalistic, judgmental, religious norms.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you're caught in the vice grip of both of those?
You know, and I think that the church has seen a shift in a lot of those areas as far as the legalism and finding more freedom through grace. I hope that that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing that in my circles, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's happening church-wide.
Right.
I may just be kind of blinded by that. I really hope that we are shifting away from some of that fundamentalism. And it goes back to, I think that this goes back to the ISIS issue. ISIS is a fundamentalist group in Islam.
Yeah.
Fundamentalism hurts so many people in so many different ways. And this is just another example that people are put into this legalistic mindset of I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this, versus encouraging them to live under grace and to live under the awareness that God loves them and that God wants the best for them. And I think it comes back to we as adults. I mean, if we've got kids around us, we need to be living an example of what a Christian looks like in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't, you know, we should be set apart. We're to be a shining city on a hill. Mm-hmm. You know, we're supposed to be different than the culture around us. And yet so many times we buy into the things that the culture around us is telling us. And it may not be the same issues that the youth have. The youth may be dealing with the pansexual issue. It may be dealing with, you know, the twerking or, you know, the latest fashion trends or whatever mm-hmm. it is. They may have different issues, but they need to be able to look at the adults in their life and say, okay, this is how this guy handles it when he was cheated at work. Mm-hmm. This is how this guy handles it when he was bad-mouthed. Or this is how this guy handles it. You know, whatever the issue is, they need to have someone, you know, a Paul in their life
mm-hmm.
that will be willing to sit down with them and say, you be my Timothy. Let me walk you through this.
Yeah, that's good. I've been
there.
That's great.
You know, we need the mentors, and we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I've
mm-hmm.
been lucky in my life that I've had several guys that have walked in front of me. We've sat down over coffee. We've sat down, you know, in the mornings for breakfast. And they've really helped me walk through these issues. And that's been a huge, tremendous part in my life. And we're not, I don't see that happening on a regular mm-hmm. basis. I mean, hopefully they have a good youth pastor that's willing to do that. But a lot of times they don't have that one-on-one relationship where they're actually getting someone in their church who is actually willing to mentor them and say, look, I've been there, I've done this, or I've struggled in this area. Let's talk about it.
I think we need to tell our older generation. The younger generation wants to hear from them. I know that I've come across a couple of older individuals where I look at them, and especially, you know, if they have gray hair and they love Jesus, I'm like attracted to them because I want to know what God has done in their life. But it's almost like, you know, we're a very passionate generation, my age. You know, we want to change the world. We want to do, we are so passionate about social justices, and we're very outward about it. And I think, you know, not all the older generation thinks we want to hear what they have to say, when that's not true. I would love people to come up to me and to pour into my life. And, you know, you're just not seeing that happening as much as it should today.
Well, great question, Juan. That was Juan on Facebook with a great question. And by the way, our Facebook, it's facebook.com/powerfan. And we're going to start wrapping things up. You can throw your questions there on Facebook, or we may have time to do one or two more calls. 1-866-787-1897. And you can call us open line tonight. And we're here just for a few more minutes. And by the way, just wanted to throw this out at kvrk.com. You're having a tough time. You need someone to talk to pray with you, just to listen, help you out 24 hours a day. You can go to kvrk.com, click the chat now button, and someone's there to help you out. You know, we all have times where we just need someone to listen, to help us, maybe to pray with us. So feel free to hit the chat now button on our webpage. Any other Facebook questions?
I don't know, but you can make a mean paper airplane.
Yeah, it's not flying very well.
Yeah,
though.
Maybe it's not so mean.
It looks very space age.
You know, it looks kind of cool. And isn't that cool that while, oh, I just nailed
just
our guest
the
in the...
Ooh, drop
sorry,
the mic.
Jonathan. I didn't mean to poke your eye out there. All right, nothing else on Facebook.
No.
All right, well then, let's...
It's pretty slow.
Let's start. It's almost that time anyway. Why don't we give some closing thoughts, comments, and next week, by the way, we've got a great guest, an author who has a great story from her book, but we delve into relationships and some dysfunctions and God's grace. And so that'll be next week. And then after that, Jonathan, I believe you're going to be making a encore performance. Is that right? Talking social media.
That sounds like a good show.
I think we should do that on 9/21.
Yeah. All right. That sounds good.
All right. It's a deal. Any closing thoughts, comments?
I'll say, is it three words? Jesus said this, and it's, I've heard, I haven't counted this to be sure. Supposedly it's in scripture 365 times.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid.
Not be afraid. That'd be four words.
Okay, yeah.
Or unless you say don't be afraid, like the modern.
I'm not a good math person. That's why I went into broadcasting and communication. But
well, you know, every three out of two people are bad at math.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know, Jesus says, don't be afraid. Scripture says over and over again, do not be afraid. As the caller pointed out, if we can get in prayer for our world around us, for the people around us, it will not only get God to move, and God will start in action. You know, as Autumn pointed out, our God is mighty.
Yeah.
Our God can divide the seas.
Mm-hmm.
Our God can take out an entire Egyptian army without ever raising a spear or a weapon. Our God did that.
Mm-hmm.
Not me, not my country, not my shotgun, not mm-hmm. anything that I have. My God can wipe the army out. He doesn't need me to do it. He can wipe out a city of Jericho with trumpets and
pitchers.
Pitchers,
right.
yeah. He mm-hmm. can do that mm-hmm. if I'm willing to trust him and say, mm-hmm. God, I'm not going to be afraid because I know that you love me. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. I know that you love the Christians in Iraq. I know that you love the Christians in Syria. I know that you love the Muslim mm-hmm. in Iraq. You love ISIS. Mm-hmm. You love Osama bin Laden. All these people that we can easily cast as our enemy, God says, I love them. I died on a cross for them. And if we can start to wrap our mind around that and realize that God has my back, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Mm. Well said.
I think maybe I'm siding with you now. I don't what is happening?
And you know,
Lord
earlier
is not with us.
She's like crossed arms. Nope.
Wipe
them out.
To
kill
say.
Them. Kill them. Kill them all.
I really feel like President Obama has got it from all sorts of ends, every which way. Like him or hate him, love him or not. Are you praying for him? You know, he has got the most powerful job right now in the world. And he needs wisdom. He needs prayer. Our government officials, they need that. And we can complain all over social media and all over Twitter. And mm-hmm. we can get all frustrated about it. But before you post that comment, why don't you stop to do what actually matters? You know, our critique is powerless and prayer is powerful. Mm-hmm. So I would challenge you tonight before you go to bed right now to pray for our leader because God has allowed him to be there and to pray for everyone involved in our country and the decision making right now.
Excellent. Well, we are out of time. Jonathan Blundell has been sitting in with us. He's a media minister, and its website is somethingbeautifulpodcast.com and author of St. Peter's Brewery. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. I look forward to being back. I always enjoy it.
All right. Autumn, thanks so much. You are off tomorrow for a 9-day book tour. Big shot, jet setting author now.
Yeah. What are you?
How's that feel?
It feels tiring. Great.
Yeah. She hasn't even started. It's like, I'm so tired.
I know, I'm so tired.
I've actually been in
she's
and
in the
out.
Middle of it.
In and out. So I was
but she's on a 9-day.
But praise God. Yeah. God is, this is a dream come true. I'm living my dream. And
that's
man,
awesome.
I serve a good God that took Suicidal Girl and now she's on a book tour. What the heck?
Yeah.
Something's
that's
wrong
awesome.
In that picture.
Awesome.
So right.
All right. We'll see you guys next Sunday right here on the Christian Rock Station.
This has been.